It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
It is always a good day when I can step out into my beautiful small studio, have my puppy down at my feet, and talk to interesting people about things that really, really matter. And the more that we've been going through this pandemic, the more I realized how important it is to really do exactly what you're here to do. Live your passion, be kind, reach out to someone else, smile at your neighbor. I mean, it's just those little teeny twists that have happened that we took for granted before that now have really come home. And I'm just so grateful that I could have this lady on today. Her name is Michelle Little. Michelle and I met over a combined passion for the death and dying industry. And last year she put on the Beautiful Dying Expo. And unfortunately I was unable to attend because I was at my father-in-law's funeral. And so it was just, you know, such a weird twist of fate, but I was where I was supposed to be. So now this year we run into a situation where everything has to be virtual. We cannot have the Beautiful Dying Expo up close and personal with people. And so it has become the Beautiful Dying Virtual Expo. It is November 13th, 14th, and 15th. You can find out everything you need to know. You can get involved. You can attend. You can donate. You can become a sponsor. All you need to do is go to beautifuldyingexpo.com. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Michelle. Michelle Little actually got involved with the death and dying industry after an absolutely unprecedented time in her life. Her brother was in the North Tower on 9/11, and that is where she started. After that point of that great, huge loss in her life, that is when she decided that she needed to focus her attention on this industry. So welcome so much. I'm just so happy to have you. And I will put up your whole bio on the show page so everyone can get to know you. But I want to get right to the interview. So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Jane. That was a wonderful introduction. I appreciate you and all of your listeners.
Well, let's give a shout out to your brother. What was your brother's name?
David Martin Weiss, Rescue One firefighter from FDNY.
Okay. Wow. Well, thank you, David.
Out of Midtown Manhattan.
Okay.
Yes.
So prior to you losing your brother on 9/11, were you involved in this industry at all?
Well, involved in the industry is a big general question because in my life, I've always questioned what it is to live, what it is to learn, what it is to die, what death is. I've asked so many questions, and as a young person growing up in the 60s and 70s, our parents like really swept things under the rug and never really shared truths of things when it came to specifically about death in mm-hmm. my life. And so I was never allowed to go to a funeral. I didn't even understand, you know, where they were all going, dressed in black. And when my grandfather died, that was at the age of 10. And I think I've shared this story with you in one of our podcasts from last year. But my grandfather, you know, shared with me from my age of three to the day he died, was that we need to love, we need to learn, sharing all these things about what it is to live and learn and love in this world, and to always say goodbye when you're leaving this world. Mm. When he died on October 31st, 1969, I was told that he passed away. And with my thoughts, because of the promises of him saying goodbye to me, it was impossible that those words meant that he was no longer here. And when I found out that it was the truth, that, of course, passing away means that, you know, he died, I was beyond myself. And then just a few minutes later, or maybe an hour, I don't even know how much longer it was, but his face, his shoulders to his head showed up in my room. And he said to me that he's come to say goodbye, that he has a lot of work to do, and he can't get caught up in the astral plane, and to please, he's come to say goodbye, and to please let him go or he'd get caught up in his astral plane. And he had too much work to do, is what he said. Hmm. And I said, my goodness, you've come. You know, you said, you promised, you did it, you're here, goodbye. I love you so much, and I'll never do anything to hold you back from doing the things that you need to do, whatever that might have looked like or felt like for him or for me or anybody out there that's listening. And I was able to say goodbye, and he was able to say goodbye to me, and the last thing he said is, I'll always be with you.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. What was your grandfather's name?
Arnie.
Hey, Arnie. All right, so we've got David, and we have Arnie in the studio with us today, and I'm sure a host of others.
A-R-N-E-Y.
Oh, Arnie.
Barney, as in B as in boy.
Barney. Oh, Barney.
There we go.
Gotcha. Like the big purple dinosaur.
I guess so.
Yeah, that I used to want to throw a shoe at the TV when my kids were little, because they were of the Barney. That was the Barney, the big thing back then.
Yeah, the obsession of that age group, my children as well.
Right. You know what's crazy is the other day I was singing, I love you, you love me, to my puppy.
We're a happy family.
Yeah, and my husband walked through the house and he's like, oh my God, Jane, Barney, really? Isn't that funny? All right, Barney. Okay, so here we are. It's 2020, and just the most, we're just living in such an interesting time, and I don't want to get all negative about it because I'm really, really trying to reach for what's good. And what is good is the beautiful Dying Expo, and it is coming up, and it's something where people can really get in touch. Let's talk about what we can expect from this virtual expo, and talk to me about some of the people that will be there and the services provided, so that if I'm listening and I'm, you know, I'm grieving right now and I'm like, oh man, I sure could use something. Tell me what I can expect at the expo this year.
Well, let me back up a little bit and just share. I want to go into this whole reason for this virtual space. That's a positive that's happened through this pandemic, that we're able to reach out
yes.
to each one of us and be able to see ourselves in Zoom. I mean, it has probably grown exponentially to a, you know, who knows how far out it's gone, but to be able to see your loved ones on, and be able to see their faces and be able to talk with them is a really important piece of this whole, grieving process that we're going through, or grief that we're going through, and it's a global grief. It's a disenfranchised grief. Every one of us around the world are grieving about something that's happening because of a change that's happened in the year of 2020. I mean, what a vision, right? 2020. Mm-hmm. And so we're really, the expo this year, we're really focusing on grief and allowing us to be able to find a place to go to be able to explore and experience and be able to hear from professionals in this field of dying and death, of grief, of taking care of our advanced care planning. All of those things are so important and so necessary now. And I think that most of us, I'm calling this the year of reflection, and most of us are kind of really looking into that. We're doing some changes. People are throwing away things that they don't need anymore. I hope they're throwing away lovingly. And just, you know, downsizing things. And I think that's really important to move into this new space of awareness that we're going through. And so at the expo, you know, you can attend for free to the trade show floor. All of the booths that you're going to see and all the people within those booths are all professionals throughout the dying and death industry. It's people who have information for you from Reiki, information for you from completing an advanced healthcare directive, to having attorneys trying to talk with you about your wills and codicils and what does that all mean. We have six different tracks with three different workshops that will be going on every day, starting at around 12:30 all the way through to about 6 o'clock p.m. So coming and joining us on the trade show floor is free for everyone. Coming to our keynote sessions, which is the morning ceremonies and afternoon ceremonies each day, is free for the public. It's a global effort. We have people from all over the world joining us. And it's amazing because it's mostly word of mouth that's really working more than all the marketing that we're doing. And I find that fascinating and quite lovely, and it really brings people together in a much stronger, richer way when it comes from voice to voice from people. So it's free to attend in those places, the patron floor and the keynote sessions, which are the morning and afternoon. Any of our panels, any of our workshops, right now it's $199 to see everything. Come to the workshops and the panels. The people and the work that we've been doing to put this together is absolutely amazing. I want to just go grab my schedule here. And what we're doing with those, the first 100 people that sign up for the $199 full pass are getting gifts from people, from those presenters and keynote speakers, that will be mailed directly to their home. So those 100 of you, you want a gift, come on in and get it. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Workshops like the importance of holding space, biomedical ethics in facility settings, connecting with past lives. We have this beautiful conscious dying workshop that's coming through about the Toltec cosmetology, falling asleep while awake. We have meditations. We have the grief support room, which is now called the grief sanctuary, where you're going to be able to go there to, if you need to be in a space to meditate, if you need a space to have a conversation with a therapist, if you need some just to let go, like a death cafe, we will have that happening all day long. We have panels from diagnosis to last breath, medication versus complementary therapies, death from the pediatric perspective. It goes on, and it's just getting more and more intense and beautiful, and people are reaching out to can I sponsor, can I present, can I keynote, and so it's really about getting the word out and marketing, sharing with your people and into all of your social medias, platforms that this is going on, and, it's just, yeah. I'll stop talking now. Talk to me.
No, it's really great. It's good to see the passion and the excitement because, the one true thing is that we're all going to die. It's a matter of how and when. And I'm fairly certain your brother didn't realize that was his last day when he got up that morning and went to work at the fire station. So, it just really drives the point home to be mindful and aware and live your life as richly and fully as possible, because at any moment you could be leaving to go on to the next realm. So it's just, this is a really great expo. I love that it's happening. It certainly sounds like it's coming together and some really fun things are going to be taking place. Will you be presenting yourself?
I'm not presenting this year. But I am providing my Exit Papers 101 workbook at the expo. It really wasn't about me and what I have. But I am a deaf midwife and I'm able to help people, and I have a concierge service under beautifuldying.com. And I do online workshops for the Exit Papers 101 workbook. But I'm so focused on the expo that I don't have time to do my online workshops right now. So I kind of put them on hold until January.
Right.
And what's really kind of cool about the Beautiful Dying Expo, we have a Beautiful Dying Collective, And there are collaborators. You can see who they are on the website. And what happens with the collaborators, they can come on to a, what I call them insight sessions, on a weekly, biweekly, or monthly sessions with me live on Zoom, live streaming to Facebook. So on the website, you'll see media, the tab called media, and in there are over 60 insight sessions that we've done since May 11th. So the changes that have happened and the work that had to be done and the learning on getting onto a virtual platform and seeing that this would be the way to go took a toll on my brain, and it's been an amazing experience learning so much to be out there to do the right thing and find the right platform for us this year. And so I don't know where I was going with that, but yeah.
That's okay. So do you feel good and confident about the platform you're using with the Beautiful Dying Expo?
Yes, I think we're, I think I'm pretty happy with it. There are some things I wish that it had that it doesn't have, that it's not going to affect anything about the expo, everything about what you'll see and how you get in and how you register are pretty easy for anybody at any age. And to navigate through the trade show floor and going to the conference itself, the keynote speaking, into workshops and panels, all very easy. It's all it's kind of set up to get into any of these rooms like Zoom. And you can go and travel anywhere you want. If you've paid the $199, you can be anywhere and go to any workshop that you want to see and any panel you want to watch. And then, so the navigation of everything is on the left-hand side of the experience. I'll just call it the experience. So what we're doing is, it's a bus ride, right? We're taking this bus ride to your venue. And your venue just happens to be, you know, like the Hilton Hotel. We have a conference at the Hilton Hotel. Well, this conference, this venue is at the Hopin platform. So, and guess what? You don't even have to really get on a bus. You just open up your computer and turn it on and register.
Right. And hang out in your pajamas and enjoy a little Beautiful Dying Expo.
Yeah. And what's really cool about how we're putting this together is that there's opportunities all weekend long to, you know, decide which workshop you want to go to, which panel you want to go to on a day. The really beautiful thing also, I mean, these individuals and these organizations and companies that are coming on are have explosive new information and programs and interactive information for the public. And so they're not talking at us, they're talking with us, and you have an opportunity to have a conversation with each one. So there's also ways to do private messaging to anybody that came into and registered at the Hopin Hotel.
Right. Well, you know, with this, with the COVID-19 pandemic, it has... I mean, obviously, we're living in a very interesting time, and it has changed how we move through our day to day. But the creativity that is blossoming through all of this is stunning. And I, you know, it daily, I'm amazed at what I'm seeing people do, and they're just figuring it out. And so largely what you're doing here is you're just figuring it out, and everything is going to be just as it's supposed to be. All is well. I mean, you're doing this with the right heart and with the right motivation is for education and to help people kind of navigate through, whether it's grief or figuring out what the, how they want to handle their will or, you know, any of that. It's really, really important. So Beautiful Dying Expo. It is virtual, November 13th, 14th, and 15th. Please head to beautifuldyingexpo.com because you really be able to kind of navigate through the site. Great looking site, and you'll get to see more about what this is all going to be. And you can see the sponsors and all of that. I love the Grief Sanctuary. That's really, really cool. Those are good words to have a virtual room, because there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't speak to someone who is grieving a great loss. It's just where we are right now. So grief is a big one.
Very big. And to learn the difference between grieving and depression is a really important thing to learn.
Right.
And the stories that people will hear at the expo, they'll be, we're hoping that at the end of seeing a workshop on grief, that you'll find the difference within yourself and be able to take the right actions to get, you know, what you need, what type of support you need. And the biggest thing is that no one knows that you need support unless you ask for it. And allow people to be able to respond to you as best they can. It's hard to ask for support, and it's hard to find out what people need in that moment of support if you don't share. And even if you don't know what you need, but you know you need support, just put it out there and say, I need some support. I don't know where, I don't know how, but please come and help me. And that should be, you know, to your loved ones and those that you that are in your tribe, in your circle, that you can reach out to and know that you're going to be okay and you're safe to, you know, share how you're feeling. It's a very important point of life right now, this trust.
Yeah, I do hear, and I feel as though some individuals don't feel that they do have a network. I mean, some of us are super blessed with a ton of friends and family, and we have people to catch us when we fall. But there are those that are out there that don't have anyone. And so that's why something like this beautiful Dying Virtual Expo is really key and very important, because they can go find what they need from a complete stranger, because we're not strangers for long once we open our hearts to one another.
That's right.
So that's really, really cool. Is there any... you know, anyone that you want to give a shout out to? Are there any organizations that have stepped up that are like donating money? Because I know this takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of manpower. And I'm fairly certain you don't have some huge open bank account where you can just fund this whole thing. You've had to really hustle, I'm sure.
Yes, I have. And what's been really great about those that are sponsoring and those that are presenting really believe in the mission of the Beautiful Dying Expo and helping us to expand awareness and encourage meaningful conversations. So we really try to demystify the process of dying and death, and that's why we're bringing all the industry experts together to share current tools, new ideas, and resources with the public. And we are global. We're just not in the United States anymore. We have people coming in from Australia. We have Dying Your Way coming in from Australia. They're a sponsor. We have Dying Your Way. We have a panel coming in from all over the world. I'm going to share with you from what countries they're coming in from. From India, Mexico, Brazil, Guatemala, Peru, South Africa. We have from Brazil, we have a beautiful drummer coming in for our keynote speaking on Saturday morning. He's going to open up our hearts to the drum. And he's an amazing man, and he's very well known in Brazil. And his name is Gui, and so shout out to him. We have so many wonderful keynote speakers coming in. I don't want to fill them all out there yet because they're not, well, I don't know, maybe I should. But we have the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross Foundation involved. We have the San Diego Coalition for Compassionate Care. As you look through the website now, it's changing every moment because we have so much going on and so many things to add to the website. But you can also go, when you come to the website, you can go directly to tickets and get your free ticket to, if you're just coming to the trade show floor, just want to see the keynotes, it's free. So go get your tickets. In the Hopin platform, you have to register. That's the biggest part of this whole thing, is every single person has to register in Hopin in order to participate in the expo itself, whether you're coming for free or you're coming as a participant in the workshops and panels.
That's great.
We are, yeah, and we have practically every week, maybe two times a week, we will be holding demonstrations, live demonstrations to get into the Hopin platform. So if you're an attendee, we'll have an attendee demonstration to get in if people are having a hard time.
Right.
It's really simple, but we have, all our guidelines are being made right now, so anybody that attends will receive this packet and then also an opportunity to jump online with us.
Okay.
So no one's going to be left out there. Technically, we're technically supported.
That's awesome. I do want to say, I was just poking around the website, and a fabulous woman who I connected you with is going to be one of the exhibitors. Her name is Victoria, and her last name is Roncero, and she does Roncero Reiki. And I'll tell you what, she helped me so much. I didn't even know what it meant to have a distance healing, and I had a distance healing with her, and it was powerful. I've had a couple, and she's really a beautiful, beautiful, amazing woman. So I'm very happy that she's involved. So,
oh my gosh, Jane, thank you so much for Vicky. We talk about you a lot. I don't know if your ears ring, but every time I'm on the phone with Vicky practically every day, and she has been quite an amazing addition to the team.
Good.
Not just with her beautiful work, but also behind the scenes, she's been helping quite a lot.
That's awesome.
And, yes, and so she has this beautiful short video of what she did during COVID-19, and a Reiki grid that she started with 29 people, and ended up with over 5,000 people on it.
I know. I kept adding people. It was on Facebook, and she just started this beautiful grid of candlelight, and would, as she'd say, anyone need healing and prayers, give me your name, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. It was so beautiful to see it day after day after day, and she is. A big ball of good energy and light. So I'm thrilled she's involved.
Well, I call her the magician.
She is the magician. Roncero Reiki, if you're looking for, you're just curious, go poke around. Anyway, we are at the end of our interview here. Michelle, I'm thrilled that you would come on. It's Michelle Little. She's the producer of the Beautiful Dying Expo, which is taking place November 13th, 14th, and 15th. Go to beautifuldyingexpo.com to find out more. And any final words for us before we have to say goodbye?
Two things. If you can't be with the one you love, go hug a tree.
All right.
Very important. And this is the only moment we have. Make it the most precious moment we've got.
Beautiful words. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate you coming on the show today.
I appreciate you, Jane. Thank you for all the work you do to get us through the next door.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.